You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
WIBC. It is a service of our friends at B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. If you need anything, these are the guys in the big black trucks. You know them and you love them. Go to bigblacktrucks.com. I'm Terry Stacy. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is that time to bring in our friend from Indiana Originals, Mel McMahon. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you. And you've brought a face that is quite familiar to me.
Yes, I sure did. I'm so excited.
You just brought the face.
Just the face.
You know, which is weird. But,
hi, Terry.
Hi, Nathan. It's good to see you.
Nathan Elliott of Comfort Option, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You've been at Indiana Original a couple years now. We've had you on before, but now it is time for an update. You have had a lot of changes, and one of the biggest ones I think that people would notice right away is you have a new logo.
We do have a new logo, and it's kind of filtering out kind of slowly, but our new website is up. Same website, new logo, and obviously now on our store in Circle Center, we have it up, so it's live.
That's pretty awesome. We've all watched you grow here, and when you decide to do a new logo, what makes that happen? Why do you think, it's time to change it?
Yeah, a lot goes into it, really. But for us, the old logo was really designed even before we launched. So we launched Comfort Option in May of 2017 officially, but that concept was around for long before that. So it was actually, the original logo was one that I designed in college.
Really? So, I did not know that.
Yeah, so over time, preferences change, and our brand had really grown and gotten a lot more specific in terms of what we do. And so it was time for a kind of an overhaul, both with colors and appearance, and just a clean kind of industrial look.
It's expensive to change, to go a different direction when you decide to change a logo. It's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be, for sure. We're fortunate to have Landon, who you guys know also, is a really gifted designer, so we're able to at least do some of that in-house. But in terms of the actual resources and assets, there's a lot of changes that go into it. So.
Well, if you haven't seen the Comfort Option logo, we will have it on IndianaOriginals.com.
Wonderful.
We'll get that updated. And it really just kind of, it elevates the brand, I think. It's a much more luxurious feel, which I think fits well with the product that you're pushing. Tell us what you are offering people.
Yeah, so one of the biggest issues that we have sometimes with our mattress brand is that because of the price, we have a hard time explaining to people that it's actually really, really valuable. So we manufacture mattresses. We customize them based on the individual who needs it, rather than someone is coming in and looking at a soft, medium, or firm mattress. We have people come in and we learn about them and make a mattress that fits them. And we use really, really good materials. We're the manufacturer, so it's going straight to the person, which really gives us the potential to have a very competitive price in an industry that otherwise is very, very expensive product. So the new logo it actually helps with that more luxurious feel, because we have a price point that is pretty low considering what it is. So that's what we offer people.
Well, and you say low, but I want to change that around. You say it's pretty valuable, right?
Yeah.
Like, it is a very valuable, very achievable price point.
Correct.
It's not, getting a good night's sleep should be available to everyone, right? Not just rich people.
Right. Affordable.
It's needed for everyone.
Yeah. Everybody needs a good night's sleep. And talk a little bit about, you talked about how it's, it's different than other foam mattresses that are out there. They're all made here in Indiana. Yours are. Let me clarify. Comfort options are made here
truly
in Indiana.
Truly local.
But talk about what makes kind of that comfort level different. Like, how do you cater to the customer in that way?
Yeah, so we've been in the foam industry since the 50s. So my grandfather founded the company in 1952. So we have since then been supplying foam into a lot of industries, but the mattress industry being one of them. So we have access to a lot of different kinds of materials. So whereas a typical foam mattress, you go online and you look at it and it's just one construction that is supposedly going to be pretty good for you. We carry all these different foams, and so they all have different purposes. They have different feels. They have different levels of support, pressure relief, and all that sort of stuff. But different people need different things. So we put those layers together in a way that will benefit the person who needs it. So a side sleeper requires a different mattress typically than a back sleeper, who maybe wants to be on top of the mattress versus sinking into the mattress and having pressure relief on your shoulders and hips. So different materials are able to accomplish that.
And if what happens if someone picks out a mattress and, you know, maybe after 30 days, maybe after 60 days, they're like, eh, I just don't know if this is the right feel. Is that something you can address?
It is. And it is impossible in a showroom or online to find a mattress and be totally confident that even if you spend 15 minutes laying on the mattress in a showroom, it's not going to really illustrate 8 hours of sleep. So what we do is we want our customers to try the bed for 30 days. It does take a little bit of time sometimes to adjust to it or to see if you like it. If they don't like it, rather than just taking it back for free, which we will, we take the next 90 days. So 120 total days after purchase, we will go out and fix the mattress. So that's one of the differences, too, is that we don't actually glue all the layers together. They're loose. And so we're able to come out and literally if somebody gets one that is maybe too firm or too soft or whatever it might be, we hear their feedback, hear their problem areas, and we go back out to their home and we reconstruct it for them.
I want to talk to you about getting into Circle Center Mall. That's where you're going, right? Or where you are.
We are there. So we launched May 1st.
How do you decide you're going to go to Circle Center Mall? Because some say, you know, some people say, what's happening to malls these days? I mean, I live out by Washington Square. It breaks my heart. But it's not just happening there. It's happening everywhere. Big time retailers are leaving malls. And so there's a perception that maybe the mall isn't such a great place to be. What do you think about this being in there, especially in the heart of the city in Circle Center Mall, which is thriving?
Yeah. Oh, man. Terry, there's a lot of answers to all of that. First of all, in terms of how we chose it, we were actually given it. So this there's an organization called Startup 317. It's an initiative through Develop Indy and Pattern. So their goal is to match smaller brands that wouldn't otherwise be looking at storefronts.
Yeah.
And they match them with landlords who are trying to fill space. And so they give the brand, us in this case, 30 days for free in the space to basically test out the waters.
Yeah.
And so the goal is to try and match some local companies with spaces around the city that are otherwise vacant,
That's
which
terrific.
Doesn't look good. So we applied for it. A contact of ours at the Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce kind of sent it over and said, you guys should look into this. So we applied and we were given this space. And originally, we kind of thought that it would be, you know, a first level kind of foot traffic, maybe on Mass Ave or right downtown, Fountain Square, something like that. And then we were told that we were going to be in Circle Center.
Pretty cool.
And it was, like you said, with malls, like there is this perception that malls are going down. And there's definitely a visual proof of that. And so originally, I mean, candidly, I was kind of like, oh, man, we're going to be in Circle Center. But as we have gotten to know the management at Circle Center, and as we have kind of experienced it now, we have really grown to absolutely love
that spot.
Being there. And so between the convention center and all the convention traffic that we get, along with it, it's just right in the middle of the city. We've been in the city forever. And I mean, honestly, I like the partnership with Startup because we've been here for over 65 years as a company. Mm-hmm. And so being able to support Circle Center also sounds really, really exciting to us. So it's really a good match. And so we've got the month of May for free, which we are exceedingly thankful for. And in the hope, what we're trying to do this month is to prove that we can stay.
So you're in a good spot and you're a good time too. The month of May, we got
Absolutely.
A lot of traffic in town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and for people who want to come visit you in the mall, tell us where you're located.
Yeah, so we are on the second floor right across from the Mall Information Center. So we're right smack in the middle, right in the second floor. So whether you go on food court side or the other side, either way, just walk to the middle of the mall and you run right into us.
And it is a beautiful store, Terry. I don't know if you've been over there yet. I had a chance
to
go see it. And it doesn't look like a temporary store. I mean, you guys have plans to stay. Tells the whole story of Foamcraft. You've partnered up with other Indiana Originals members.
Yeah, we have. With
to
Porter's,
showcase what they're
and
doing.
Yep.
And it is just very exciting. And I'm so excited to watch this growth. It's only been a couple years. And I think not only are you really taking advantage of what you can do as a local business, but you're inspiring a lot of other local businesses too.
Oh, well, that's humbling. I appreciate that, Mel.
That's cool. It's good to see you, Nathan, and we really do. I always hope the best for you and your company. You're good people, really good local people.
Well, thank you so much, Terry.
All right, guys, if you need more information, go to IndianaOriginals.com. That's where you'll find everything. See you next week, Mel.
Thanks, Terry.
Today's top stories are coming up next right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. I'm going back to Indiana. and visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.